This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's a Sunday morning. It's the 27th day of October. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all in Stockbridge.
Down in Stockbridge, down in wonderful Henry County.
Yeah, wonderful How Henry County.
Yep.
So anyway, thank you. And also, I want to start off the show because I mess with these folks when it's bad, but when it's good, I want to start the show with and say, Georgia State, you guys got it together. The skyline looks beautiful again. They put the light bulbs in the eye, so everything's lit up.
I think that loose wire back there.
Okay, well, whatever it is, it looks beautiful.
It's connected today.
Okay, yeah, it is, man, and it looks just like I said, it adds that little extra to the skyline. So Georgia State, you're looking beautiful this morning. Anyway, Sam and Greg, man, how are you, Mr. Crenshaw?
Okay, how you doing, man?
I'm hanging in there after a week of weather that's starting to make you feel like fall.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, they warmed up. It got a little toasty there a few days. People had to turn the AC back on, but I understand that's going to be dialed back here this coming week. And there's actually a chance of a little bit of rain.
Chance and little bit are the keys in that sentence.
Yeah, well, it's better than none.
Well, listen, I've been running up a water bill. I'm the only moron who went out and got his yard seeded, or, you know, they do the aeration and get you ready for next year.
Get you ready now.
And no rain's coming for like 2 weeks. And the birds are out there acting like my backyard's Disneyland. They're just stocking all them seeds. I got watered on, you know, but what are you going to do? It was a good week, and I hope you had a wonderful week. A lot of stuff happened, and I'm going to try and pace myself. Some obvious things that we will be talking about, but some other stuff. Like, I'm going to tell you right now that in the 7 o'clock hour going in, when I do my, you know, reach out to a city, we say, good morning, Georgia, I'm doing it to the folks in Roswell.
Okay.
And I'm doing it to a specific, some of the emergency service folks.
Okay.
In Roswell.
Okay.
All right. And I'll tell you why.
They will appreciate that.
Yeah, they will. And I appreciate what they did this past week. When I tell you what happened, you ain't going to believe it. You just will not believe it. But Wednesday was an interesting day for me. And also, I want to reach out to the Alpharetta folks, too.
Okay.
So, again, another story for that. Anyway, so what you want to talk about?
You name it. Everything's happened.
The NBA, mean, really.
The course of the week, the NBA season started. The World Series started. Atlanta United managed to win the dramatic playoff game up in Montreal. Their reward was
going because
they had to go to Miami. And, I mean, they got to be so tired. I mean, they went from winning last week just to get into the playoffs last Saturday. You know, they say, okay, now you go to Montreal. And Joseph Martinez tried to spoil the party for him once again.
Yep.
They had a 2-0 lead, and here he comes going, scoring two goals, you know, comes into the game. He didn't start. I said, man, here we go. You know, this is going to happen. And they go to penalty kicks, and they pull it through, and they go down to Miami. And they play well for a team that's tired.
Yeah.
You know, against a team that, while it is the most talented team in the league, they're the oldest team in the league, too. And that's something else to think about.
I didn't think about that.
They brought a lot of, you know, Messi got a bunch of his buddies down there and whatnot. And it's nice, you know, living in South Florida is nice. Everybody's getting paid.
And no taxes.
But they're, you know, they're a little bit longer in the tooth than other folks. So they happen to kind of try to take it easy. I wondered why they had to play. They had to play Friday. They had to play 2 days later. And now they got to wait till next Saturday to play again.
I was going to say, they'll play again until the second.
Yeah. That's a long wait.
Why
to
is
play
that?
The second game.
What's up with MLS?
I have no idea why they do that.
Get Longshore on the phone.
We need to call him and find out. Because his schedule, and it's like, what the heck is that all about? But they'll be here. Of course, they get to fill up the building. They get Messi in town here in Atlanta. And they get to play in the big 70,000 seat building.
And then they play in Fort Lauderdale if it goes to another game. They don't go to Miami. They go to Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Neutral site. Got a lot of Georgia teams playing on neutral sites coming up down there in Florida. Bulldogs going down there. That's their next game.
Oh, yeah.
You can't call it that other name. Well,
the thing of it is, and of course, they want to get that stadium upgraded again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not only just for the Jaguars. It's also for the sake of this game. They wanted to keep this game in Jacksonville rather than take it back to the campuses.
They, being the NFL, want to make Jacksonville as relevant as possible. They are hoping that becomes the case. A couple things that they don't hang their head on, I wish they would, or I'm sure there's people there that wish they would. That's the biggest city in America. People don't know that.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, Florida, the biggest city in America.
Yeah, land-wise.
Area-wise.
Yeah,
exactly.
Area-wise, right.
Why not use that?
Yeah.
In the marketing on there.
But again, they fill it in with enough folks.
Well, that's the other thing, too. And where it is, it is kind of cumbersome, and some of the roads and construction.
Some of it is technically extended South Georgia.
You know, it's almost like they want it to be kind of like Green Bay, but the problem is Green Bay started this whole thing, so you can't put that in the same category as them. They're a small market, and the community owns it. Anyway, but that's going to be an interesting watch to see what happens there next. Yeah. But I got to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned when I said this past weekend, what was there to choose from as far as, and you mentioned everything. And I've said this before, there is no greater time of year. And our own Mike Conti and I disagree on this a little bit, but there's no greater time of year if you are a sports fan, especially a professional sports fan, than to be in America in mid, late October.
Right.
You get everything. This past week, we got everything from college football to baseball, basketball, hockey, all the big four. You got college sports still going on. And I'm sure there's some sports that were going on that we didn't even know about that wasn't televised. You got stuff happening that includes athletes from around the world now playing here. So when you talk about a World Series, before it was a bunch of now it literally is that. They kept showing them shots of Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were watching it and doing the Freddy
dance
there.
It's happening.
That was great. But this time of year, like, Mike Conti thinks it's April. That's his favorite time of year.
Okay.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
You don't get no football in April, though.
Yeah, nah.
You don't get no football in April.
Well, you got some spring football. You got some college spring football.
But this is the best time of year to do this. So,
yeah.
You want to get something before we do our story of the week, or you one more thing you want to get off your chest there?
No, what we got coming up? One thing we're going to dive into at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. Was that we lost Coach Amir
over
him this week, and that's a loss and just being felt and just, you know, and like I said, we Tim Scarborough is going to join us at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock, to really, help us go a bit deeper about him and his meaning and his legacy at 43 years old, man. But if you are a freshman on a college basketball team, and as a freshman, you go 1-28. And somebody says, in your senior year, you're going to go to March Madness. Hey, what would be the chances of that happening?
Absolutely.
But it happened at Kennesaw State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's something that's going to always last.
Those of you that knew him, I did not know the man, didn't cover him, but we wanted to make sure that we got some folks on here that did.
Yep.
And so we'll be doing that, as you said, coming up 8 o'clock hour. Also got Terrell Thomas joining us. D-Led's going to join us, get us ready for Falcons in Tampa Bay, doing a deep dive into college football coming up next segment. We'll do the story of the week next segment. We'll get our stories of the week then because we're up against it. And, of course, get into the World Series. I'm sure there's a whole lot of people felt a whole lot of pride after game one.
Yep.
Here locally.
Absolutely.
Man, we're going to talk.
He's still our guy.
Yes, he is. That's right. You can't take him. Although Noelle's got a problem with them.
Ooh.
She's got a big problem with these folks who have been snatching Atlanta players.
Ooh.
And not only that. She's been holding on to one of them for a minute.
Yes, she has.
She's been holding on to one of them.
She blew the dust off.
We're going to talk about that coming up later on. But up next, let's do a deep dive into what's going on with college football. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Video 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning, October the 27th, a day that back in 1960, this song was recorded by one Mr. Benny E. King. One of Springsteen's favorite performers, too. Love this dude. Remember we wrote a hit for him later on? I can't remember what that was right now, but anyway. Speaking of Springsteen, insignificant information, today was the day that dude ended up on the cover of two magazines, both of them saying rock's new sensation. Bruce Springsteen was on the cover of Time and on the cover of Newsweek.
Man.
This week, but the year is what's crazy. He was rock's new sensation. What do you think year that was that they put him both, put him on both those magazine covers when he was popping? I think you'll get this.
Nah, maybe not. Early 80s.
Ooh, nah. And the only reason I know I was close, it's 75.
75, okay.
There was a TV show that lasted 1 year, and it was Martin Scorsese, and it was about the record industry in 1973. And it literally starred Mick Jagger's son in the show. And he was, I don't know if he was supposed to be in the Stones or whatever, but anyway, he was, and Jagger was one of the executive producers. Anyway, it all focused on this 1 year in music, and it was 73, and there was one of the episodes talked about this young kid coming up who was going to set the world on fire, and his name was Bruce Springsteen. Of course, nobody had heard of him
right
at that point. I just remember that from that TV show. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Before we get into college football, did you have a story of the week you wanted to mention there?
Got
to make it official.
Time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
Okay, now we're official. What was it that caught your interest this past
week? Just something that this week we've been wondering whether or not this person was going to return. Actually, we're going to get to see it later today. Tua Tagovailoa is going to play.
Oh,
today.
How you feel about that?
Oof.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you know what? This team needs him. The Dolphins are 2-4, and you figure if he's healthy in the lineup, it'd be a different story down there in Miami. And they're playing Buffalo, the team they're looking up at. I mean, Buffalo right now at 5-2, and that's who they're playing today. I'm just, you know.
I got a question for you. Let's play this forward here.
Okay.
Because I've thought about this.
Yeah.
Do you foresee any point in the future where there's a player who has been so blatantly injured the way Tua has in a way that bumps up against something that the league has been fighting for decades in head injuries, concussions, so on and so forth?
That's already happened.
No, I know that, but I'm saying this kind of revisits that conversation.
Yeah.
Do you ever foresee a time when an owner says, nah, I'm cutting this dude because I don't want his death or his being crippled or whatever on my conscience. Because they're all billionaires, right?
Yeah.
And it ain't like he ain't going to be a billionaire if he gets rid of Tua. I'm asking this knowing what I believe is the answer.
That's what it's going to take, really, for this.
That's what I'm saying.
In his particular situation. So that's the thing that you're really watching for. You want to see him go out and play. They got all the pieces around him. Right?
Yeah.
You got all the pieces around him for him to have the success that people wanted him to have when he originally came to the team. Now, will his health hold out? And that's the other thing.
And my question is, if he doesn't make it, was it worth it putting him back on the field? You think that this dude is going to bring you to the promised land this year? I mean, these are all questions to ask.
Right.
I don't know, but I know one thing. The next shot this dude takes that puts him on the sidelines could bring out a whole other conversation.
The other thing that's really driving this is what's happening in New York. You know, with Rodgers up in New York, they're 2-5. They're falling flat on their faces.
Mm-hmm.
They're not being what people thought they were going to be. I don't know why people thought they were going to be so great.
Oh, because it's Aaron Rodgers.
But, right. Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's the other thing that's driving this is the fact that they're floundering.
So you think Miami's trying to get up and secure, get them position themselves for a playoff spot?
Yeah, absolutely.
Given what's going
on,
AFC.
Right, you know what I mean? And then the Patriots are the Patriots, you know. But I mean, in their division right now with the Jets and what they are, it's kind of driving them to do this.
Okay, but that's a maybe. My point still goes back to this. Here's what we saw when he left the field, which is something we never saw before. We saw a head coach kiss his quarterback on the head. The connection that those two have, the connection that Tua has with that team, the love that's there. Well, let me ask you a question. If you had a family member, which you would probably hug if you knew he was, or hug or kiss on the head, would you want him going back in there? That's my question. And how many of those conversations were had between him and his family, him and the team? And I'm just wondering, since nobody has stepped in, and we always hear about there's got to be somebody who actually keeps these guys from themselves at times, right? Protect them from themselves.
That's so hard to do. That's so hard to do.
I just wonder, is it going to take an owner to step in? I'll get to mine later on.
Go ahead.
Mine is just, and I talked to Noelle about this earlier. For those who didn't live it, live through it, and unfortunately we're old enough to remember when it happened, but I just revisited Fernando Mania this past week. And that player, and how many people are like him in Major League Baseball that are beloved, a great player that is beloved at that level? I can only think of like a couple people. One is Tony Gwynn. Now, San Diego ain't Los Angeles size-wise. And for him to be there, Fernando, listen, I'm going to ask Noelle this. Well, no, she's not old enough. I'm going to ask you this.
Well, I saw him pitch here in Atlanta once.
Was Fernando Mania and what he became to that team and that organization, will he live on at the same level as Kobe? And the fact that we got to think about it says a lot.
Kobe is a much longer, much longer sustained thing as far as that goes. And with
he
the
was
Lakers,
there for how long? Did Fernando pitched for a while.
Yeah, but it wasn't as long as Kobe played with the Lakers.
No, it was not.
You know what I mean? But you know, the fact the success was there, I think it's kind of like Otani. I think it's this phenom. And the location, would it have been that it had been in another city?
No.
I think Los Angeles was just the right
Mexican
place.
You know first I mean? Mexican right. to
and
do
just,
all things.
And just the whole, you know, being in the Hollywood background and whatnot, and that was the thing I think that helped really push it to the...
It was for those...
And then whenever they went on the road, wherever he pitched, man...
Man, it was packed.
Right.
It was, and baseball doesn't have a lot of those players over the years. I mean, that one player that you went and paid to see. There were some, but there weren't a lot
of
them.
That's because baseball doesn't promote individuals. Well, and that's one thing you say, one of the reasons why you see, you know, young black kids steering to other sports, because baseball has been that way for so long. But sometimes you get a light that's so bright.
Exactly.
Sometimes you got this so bright, you can't ignore it.
And the fact that he was Mexican, was American.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think of another international player that came and set the world on fire like that on that stage. And I'm hard-pressed to think of one.
Right.
In 81.
I think he was probably first.
From day one, he wasn't even supposed to pitch opening day. Mm-hmm. And that's what started it. Crazy.
Absolutely.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
No Georgia yesterday.
Yeah, off yesterday.
But Georgia Tech did play. And my goodness, they go up and you figure they're going to have a little problem when Haynes King is not able to play. Your starting quarterback can't play. You go to Virginia Tech. And you end up putting a true freshman in the game. You know, Aaron Bilo, who at this time last year was playing at Prince Avenue Christian over in Athens. they put him in the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, just to try to get the offense moving at some point, but they dropped the game 21-6. Hopefully, Haynes King will be, you know, healthy and ready to return to the lineup. I mean, you know, they want to secure a bowl bid, obviously. They're at 5-4, which is good. The first half of the season has been good for them. They just got to finish up the rest of the season for Georgia Tech. We got anything from Coach Key? I'm trying to think if we got anything from Coach.
No, we don't.
Okay, we don't have enough because the 21-6 final score, they lose up at Virginia Tech.
Those guys make it. That's the story. Because who do they got? Two of the next three games is number 16, Miami, and they finish with Bulldogs.
Okay.
Wedged in between was it NC State?
And NC State was a team that people expected a lot from going into the season. Miami is still undefeated.
Yep.
What are we seeing when we look at these guys? I mean, everybody sees Miami and say, okay, Miami's winning. And people are still saying, okay, are they really that good? Because people are looking at the ACC with a little bit of eyes.
Well, that's what I was going to get to.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But they beat Florida State. Is that, do you brag about that this year? You know, they beat Florida State last night. But here's,
You beat
Florida State. You don't even talk about
it,
right?
Nope. Hey, listen, nobody can understand what is going on in college football right now.
I can.
You can watch it and you can like it, but you don't. You know why this is happening. You want to put it all on the transfer portal. You want to put it all on this. That there is a lot of moving parts to why we're seeing what we're seeing right now.
Is the talent is being distributed?
Spread it out.
Been spread out. That third string dude that was at the big time program is getting some money to go somewhere else and play, and that's what we're seeing. That's why we're seeing Texas have a close game against Vanderbilt. In the years past, that wouldn't happen. You know what I mean? But Vanderbilt is out there running with folks, man. But they lost to Georgia State.
Yeah, they did.
Right? But that tells you about the way the talent has been distributed or redistributed around the country. We say Nebraska. They put this game on yesterday, Ohio State, Nebraska.
Yeah,
and Fox Sports was promoting that. Say, who wants to see that? Tight ball game.
Yep.
Nebraska got some of them dudes.
Well, the fact that Ohio State kept it a close game says what Ohio State doesn't have.
I don't know if that's true, Greg. Because it's getting to the point, and some people who think the college game should be different from the pro game, I'm not saying it's any given Saturday, but it's moving in that direction. And do we like that? Do we like that? We're used to seeing certain teams just trounce other teams.
Yeah.
And now they're having to
Yeah, I like that.
Do you like?
Yeah, I like it. I like parity. Because
parity at the college level?
Yeah, why not? I don't have the sort of deep rooted interest in college football. I've gotten to this game late. Like the last 10 years is when I've really been focusing on college football. And so what I noticed when I first got into this, all of y'all that loved college football had nothing but angst towards the sport and the NCAA, and y'all had a problem with this, you had a problem with that, you wanted to know how come this team got away with so much, and there were all these
deeper pockets.
These problems
the
going
deeper
on.
Deeper pockets always prevail.
Exactly. But now the playing field is getting kind of level here in some regards, and some will say the inmates are running the asylum in some regards too. But it is a changing nature. And my stance with sports, and I will tell you when I'm being a hypocrite with it, but my stance has always been, I want to see what's next. I want to see what's next because it's going to be here whether I like it or not. So I could spit and cuss and turn around and call people names, but either way, the Big Ten is going to have 82 teams pretty soon, or there's going to be two big conferences,
Here's the thing you're looking at. The other teams, like I said before, this age of transfer portal and NIL is allowing for some creativity. Everybody's not doing it the same way.
No.
You know what I mean? You know you don't have the money to run with Texas and Texas A&M and Alabama and places like that, Ohio State. But yet here you are on the field lining up with them, and you know you got a chance. I'm looking at scores from yesterday. Kansas State is 7-1. Kansas is 2-6. And Kansas State only beats them by 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think you got this talent that has been redistributed, and that's going to be the difference. And that's what's happening. There's nothing wrong. That guy that was usually sitting third string, that mm-hmm. could play just as well as the first string dude, took some money and went somewhere else to play. If your first string guy gets hurt, now you got your number two, and there's a question mark over who you're going to bring off the bench to replace that if that guy goes down. So, I mean, that's what we're seeing.
You have all that in play, and you also have the fact that you're seeing some of these players, like you said, the third string quarterback finds success at school X when they transfer. We're seeing that across the board and in the pro level too. Why is it that Sam Donald took him four teams to find success until he got to Minnesota?
Well, you got right? that.
That's just the coaching staff around you. That's what I was getting to.
Guy. We got beat by a dude last week, and Geno Smith has been reinvented.
There you go.
Right? So, I mean, that's
but he had his stuff back last year too.
Yeah, right.
Under Pete Carroll even. But you just don't know when somebody lands in a certain
But then college, you got this certain window, though.
You got
a smaller window.
But who gets through to these kids?
You know?
That's what I mean. It takes that certain kind of coach, and you don't know why that message gets received better from this guy than it did the other dude.
Yeah.
As we both throw our hands up in the air.
And it works. It's interesting, though, and I, for one, I like it.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with it either.
Yeah.
I got no problem with it. Again, we talk a little bit
and
more about
this time last year, or this time in recent years, we could tell you who the four teams going to the playoff were by now. We can't tell you.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here.
Right?
And by the way, one of them this year, ooh, it's going to make some folks mad. Deion could be one of them.
You know, he could be. He's
could
still,
be
still
one of them.
Hanging in there.
They won again yesterday, 6-2.
And one that thought they might have had a chance of getting in there got knocked out this week by Kennesaw State. In Liberty.
We will talk about that, too.
Yeah, we will.
It is Sam and Greg. We are here on this Sunday morning. Noel's on the other side of the glass. Going to talk some World Series up next. We got to find out why Noel's got a problem with both teams playing. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 27th day of October. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Listen, we're going to remind you that we have got D-Led coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Tim Scarborough is going to join us. We're going to talk about Abdul Rahim. And Terrell Thomas will be joining us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. You ever heard this story about this song? Sheila E.? Sheila E. sat down and had an interview, and she was talking all things Prince, because, you know, of their connection.
Yep.
And then it came out that she started telling a story that Prince had told. Prince was asked specifically, it was brought up to him that we heard that you were going to be in the Michael Jackson video.
Yeah.
And Prince said, well, I was asked.
Yeah.
And
Quincy Jones tried to make that happen.
Tried to make it happen. And according
to Prince says that y'all don't need me.
Well, this is what he said. I said no because what's the first line of that song? Your butt is mine.
Oh, yeah.
And then he said, now, who going to sing that to who? Says, I'm not singing that to Michael. And Michael is not singing that to me. So how we going to work this out? And, of course, didn't happen, and Wesley Snipes took the part. But, yeah, she told that story. But then here's the thing that makes you think, what could have been. Sheila E. said that after this happened and they moved on from him, Prince and her and his, you know, his band went into the studio and they recorded Bad. They recorded Michael Jackson's Bad. She said it was the funkiest thing that she had ever heard. And when it was all put together and all done, Prince erased it. Ain't that so, Prince?
Yeah.
That is so Prince. But yeah, she said, we recorded that song. It was incredible. And then Prince hit erase. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. How many folks do you figure in this city, Sam, walked around with their chest puffed out like, that was our son first when Freddie Freeman hit that grand slam?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt about it. And the Dodgers are up 2-0 in this World Series. And you wanted to see, you know, what he was going to do. And that's, and much has been made, and rightfully so, about the, you know, the Otani and Judge. And you just got the larger-than-life figures that you wanted to see in this World Series.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't forget some other guys that are around there. And Freddie Freeman said, oh, by the way.
I'm an MVP, too.
Right, you know what I mean? Oh, by the way. You know, and just the way it happened, the way in game one. Yesterday was a different story, but game one, the dramatics.
2 days apart.
Yep.
As far as date-wise, from when Kurt Gibson hit his in 81.
Yeah.
Both limp. Well, Freddie's limp not as...
Freddie's is not as bad
not
as
bad.
Gibson, but he got a little hitch in his giddy-up, too. But,
yeah, he does.
But you know what? He's showing up. He knows this is the time to go. And, you know, there's no next month. There's only these games that's coming up here, and the Dodgers are in the driver's seat right now.
But it doesn't last in lore unless they win.
Yeah.
Because it'll be, oh, you remember when Freddie did this? But, yeah. I'll give you an example, and this is what's happening right now, and there's a whole lot of people that hope what happens from this example doesn't happen to the Dodgers. This young 19-year-old phenom named Andrew Jones, in the beginning of the World Series, hits 2 home runs in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Braves look like they're up 2-0, coming back to Atlanta. We know what happened. That was 96.
Yeah.
But Andrew Jones set the baseball world on fire. But you have to be a baseball fan or a Braves fan to remember that feat because the Braves didn't win. Freddie's got to close the deal. Dodgers got to close the deal for that to be remembered the same way as Gibson.
That's true. That's true. And now you're going to New York, and we see what happens, what's going to happen up there in the series. You know, series shifts. The city's excited. I mean, they want to see somebody do some winning. I mean, the Giants are 2-5. The Jets are 2-5. You know,
they got a championship.
They just got a championship.
The ladies brought them one.
Right, they just got the Liberty one.
Although that wasn't no foul.
No, well,
we ain't going to get into that, though, huh? That wasn't a foul, right, Noel? That wasn't a foul.
She's rolling her eyes over there.
Well, she can roll her eyes all she wants.
And here she comes.
I got LeBron on my side with this.
Drum roll, and here she is.
Good morning.
All right.
Good morning. Come on. That was not a foul, right?
No.
Thank you.
Game 5 went the way I thought it was going to go. I figured
that the Liberty was going to get every benefit of the doubt possible.
Okay, there you go. All right.
To be able to win that game. And I did ask who was going to stop Jonquel Jones, and I guess the answer was nobody.
Nobody.
Yep.
MVP.
Yep.
So, moving out of basketball and into baseball of New York. No, I hate all of this. All of it.
Wait, hang on. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Noel has a problem with...
Wait for this, folks.
Yeah, with both teams in the World Series.
Oh, my.
But it is not limited to just these teams in this sport, because she's got an overall stance when it comes to the athletes that have, you know, they've got checks in this city. So having said that, what is your problem with Dodgers and Yankees?
I'm going to tell you my problem with Dodgers and Yankees, and really it's a microcosm of my problem of front-running teams and leagues in general. But once we got down to the Dodgers are officially in the World Series, and then your choice was once the Yankees got their World Series spot, then your choice was Dodgers or Mets, it left me rooting for a meteor that was never going to come. So,
wow.
My issue with these two franchises in the MLB in particular is that they use, or they have used, the Braves as sort of a...
minor league?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a G League situation. It's like, oh, yeah, we can add that piece and that piece. And like, whoa, we get a say in it, don't we? But not if you don't want to break out the checkbook. So some of it's on our end, and I recognize that.
I was about to say, you got to have a problem.
My 12-year-old self, when this started.
Mm.
Now, what your 12-year-old self, you just said, and who was it at 12 years old that set you off?
Gary Sheffield gave me 1 year of joy and a lifetime of agitation, because I'm still upset. Ooh. Still upset.
Oh, my.
Angry.
Yikes.
Okay.
Ouch.
I'm glad I never got that Gary Sheffield jersey I asked for at 11.
Did you hear the story surrounding Gary? Again, I'm just bringing up stories from back then, things that were said. Not necessarily proven, but that was alleged that he was, you know, because he was, you know, he's very, like Russell Westbrook, he's wound real tight.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a problem in the locker room with him, because you know how these Braves are, you know.
Well, here?
Yeah, for a minute.
I don't think he had a problem. His problem was in L.A.,
I knew there was a problem there.
He had a problem in L.A. with the folks in L.A. He came here. He was great. I mean, I remember.
I know he's a great player. I'm just saying I'd heard that there was, you know, there was some players. Well, you were in there, so you didn't hear that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, you didn't see that in the media here either. It was just like.
Yeah.
Well, how come it lasted such a short amount of time?
I was just about to say, it seemed like it just came down to the bottom dollar.
Yeah.
If you ever heard Randy McMichael tell the story of why he didn't become a Falcon, it's basically the same thing. He's like, I would have loved to play for the home team, but the money ain't add up. And then, so, you know, when that's your – it's like the same reason we knew that Dansby Swanson was going to be out of here. Once we added up the age and his potential last contract and the money he could get somewhere else and the money that we were going to – yeah, bye, Dansby. It was real fun.
You got the ring. At least you got
the block at the end so you can, you know, get that last jersey like McCann on your way out the door. But, yeah, we understood the reality of it. But with Dodger first baseman number 5, that was not the reality that was impending going into that situation. We were all inspecting a new contract. You know, this side's going to come together, this side's going to come together. We're all going to sign the papers, and we're going to have a press conference. Everybody's going to sit at the table and smile, and Charlie's daddy going to be here for another 4 years. And that's not what happened.
What do y'all remember? I kind of remember, but I just want to revisit why that didn't happen and the conversation that came out of Anthopoulos' office as to why Freddie wasn't signed when everybody and their mother wanted him here. Now, realize, listen, and right off the rip, we were cool with Matt Olson, and we still are.
But
I'm just saying, I can't remember exactly what the reason was. Was it that much money? Did he get that much more money with L.A., or was it years?
The way it sounded was almost like a miscommunication.
Yeah, wasn't it, though?
Like some people dropped the ball, right?
To me, it seemed like the manager was trying to squeeze as much out of the situation as possible, you know, which is his job. That's what they're supposed to do. But it seems like once the negotiations were hitting a stale wall, both sides were at an impasse. And so once it seemed like, as I remember the reporting, once Freddie's side closed the door on the conversation, that's when the conversation opened with the A's.
I just feel like it was coming down to not so much money, but Freddie wanted X amount of years.
Yes.
Is that right? And was he 30 going into that contract? Was he 29 or 30, something like that?
I think he was 30 or 31.
30, well, okay, well, even worse, unfortunately. But going into that, was their reason for, I mean, listen, long term, if the injuries didn't happen with the Braves that they did this year, we got to figure that these guys would have been in the playoffs, and who knows what would have happened. So the Freddie, Matt Olson conversation that we're now having this year because of what Freddie's done may not have happened.
Meaning, and we're really only having it because he's in the World Series.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Yeah, like all throughout the season, we weren't really having this, oh, I miss Freddie conversation. It was more like, when is everybody going to wake up? When are we going to get consistency in play? So I think, like, Atlanta was satisfied with the team that we put together without Freddie, but now
not
surviving long in the playoffs and not sniffing the World Series definitely got you over here with your lip poke out. Well, at least you got mine. Yeah, at least you got my lip poke out.
I know yours is, but it looks very
cute. It's the wrong blue.
It's
he's in the wrong blue. Supposed to be Navy, not Royal.
All right. Well, that's her problem.
You see?
Who you got a problem with on the Yankees?
Same issues. One is the Yankees is kind of like the New York Giant counterpart. It's like no matter how bad they are, because they're still the Yankees, you know, you get that spotlight. Like no matter how bad the Knicks were, they still got that 1 o'clock game on Sundays as the primetime Sunday, even though nobody really wants to watch the Knicks, but they're in a huge market, so we got to put them on a certain time slot. So that's my issue with, you know, big market teams. We see the way that it's skewed, and we understand why, and, you know, the markets and the money and all of that stuff. But hate it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
We're a big market too. This is the seventh largest.
What's wrong with you? She ain't finished.
In the nation.
I'm trying to get into the fact that tomorrow night, one of our home folks is going to be starting for the Yankees.
Ooh, who's starting, Sam?
Clark Schmidt is starting, and Alatoona High School from Ackworth, Cobb mm-hmm. County.
He's going to be in there, and
Walker Buehler is going to get the start for the Dodgers. And everybody talks about Buehler's the guy who goes out there. Everybody's talked about. If there was a weakness with this Dodgers team, it may have been their starters. And so, so far, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all you got to do is start clicking in the playoffs, man. Them problems you had in September don't matter.
Listen, New York's got a bigger problem. They got to figure out a way to outdo an opening that LA put out there. Did you see the way he opened up the game last night?
No, I ain't seen none of it.
They had Cube come like standing there at center field. They came back from commercial and the camera was just on the back of his feet. That's all you saw. And then they panned up and then he started, you know, yo, 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 LA. And then he went into it was a good day. And he wrapped that all the way from center field into the pitcher's mound.
Now, why LA get that and we don't get that?
Well, I'm just telling
you. Out here rapping on the mound. Welcome to Atlanta. See my issue with these
front running teams? Let me finish what he did.
We have Outkast night now. People walk around the battery for three or four hours.
But that wasn't at the World Series, though. We didn't put on that kind of performance, that kind of showcase at the World Series, though. We just got one 3 years ago.
We're going to do it for the All-Star game next summer.
And when it was here, they had Hank Aaron's number carved in the outfield.
Of course they did.
I'm just saying, this was a tribute to Fernando. You didn't see it. Was a tribute to Fernando. So they had Cube come out there, and he sang it perfect. And I hadn't seen him rap in forever. So it was like, I've been watching him act. But the thing was he threw a little acting in there because he hit his marks. He didn't step on the mound. He didn't step on the dirt on the mound. And then he walked it to home plate. He stepped in the batter's box, didn't step on the white lines. And he finished his line and took a swing. And that's how he finished. He had Yankees and Dodgers going crazy. He hyped up the crowd. It was a great, great opening. If you haven't seen it, YouTube it. So the Yankees got to step their game up whatever they do opening Monday night.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Showtown and Tinseltown.
But you can't step on Noel. She had to get that off her chest.
Yeah, she was ready, wasn't she?
Coming up, the 7 o'clock hour, we will be talking to D. Orlando Ledbetter, getting us ready as we are the opening act for a full day of football around here, Falcons in Tampa Bay. There is money flying through the air. Going to let you know about some casting call opportunities. Noelle's got something on her chest. I know she wants to get off here. But up next, it is all about local and a very special weekend here in Atlanta. Very, very special that Mr. Crenshaw was a part of. We'll tell you about that next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.